can get into
it. Yeah, these are, any store has this, but you want the Shmeitzer Shir, the first Shir, Tuesday night, Bezos Hashem. These are all have Mefarshim in it. What you want is a readable, clear print Shmeitzer without Mefarshim. And there's one for 22 shekel. And I don't know where you have to find the store that has it. Most of the time they have Mefarshim. It's not terribly expensive. It's 45 shekel instead of 22, but we're not going to be learning the Mefarshim. So, but you want clear print. There are Shmeitzers out there that have like Rashi script, and they're very small. And it's not kedai to get that. Okay. Shmeitzer was written by the Ksois HaChoshen when he was very young, and it's a sefer that it's like a very lomdish sefer, sometimes questionable lomdish. That's why everybody likes to have so many sforim written on Shmeitzer. It was like real easy to, you know, you want to write a sefer on Shmeitzer, taking issue with so many things he says. There's usually like at least two or three things you can take issue with in every parak. And everybody did, and that's why there's so many sforim on Shmeitzer. The word Shmeitzer, Shev Shmeitzer means seven Shmeitzers, seven pieces split up into prokim. And really, Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher, the seven Sha'arim and Shari Yosher are the seven Shmeitzers. The first one's about Sofek, second one's about, I'm not getting it in order, the Sofek, Chazoka, Rove, Eidus, Eidechod. These are what the Shmeitzers are about. And yeah, okay. Now, the first Shmeitzer is about Sofek. Sofek D'Araisa L'Chumra, everyone heard of. Sofek D'Rabbana L'Kula. What's the din of a Sofek? Sveikus, it's about Sveikus. A very thorough discussion of Sveikus. Before we start the Shmeitzer, I want to give a little Hakdama. We're going to be talking about the din of Sveikus. The din. Like everyone knows, Sofek D'Araisa L'Chumra, that's a din. Sofek D'Rabbana L'Kula, that's a din. Maybe Sofek D'Araisa is perhaps L'Kula at times. According to the Rambam Shita, apparently, Midioraisa, Sofek D'Araisa is L'Kula. It's only Midirabbanan that Sofek D'Araisa is L'Chumra. Apparently, that's the Rambam Shita. We'll be seeing about that. But the din of L'Kula or L'Chumra is a din. It's a din. We're talking about the legal system. We're not talking about the Torah. We're not talking about Eitzes. Like, what should I do if I don't know? You know, should you go L'Chumra? Should you go L'Kula? We're not talking about, like, wishy-washy. We're talking about rules, dinim. Just like there's a din that Chazer is usher to eat, let's say. And so there might be a din that a Sofek is also. But so that's a specific din. It's not like, you better not eat it because it might be Osur and then you're in trouble. So since you don't know. In other words, the Torah is looking, the Torah or whatever, it's looking at the situation and it's giving it a din. You understand what I want to bring out? It's a halacha. It's not an eitzah. It's not, yeah, play Russian roulette. You can go L'Kula. Take a chance. Live dangerously. Or, hey, you want to be frum, be machmer. If you want to be machmer, you can always be machmer. I mean, we'll be talking about that. Even if there's a din, you can be mekel. So, let's say you want to be machmer. So, are you a fool? Are you foolish? Are you a chassid shaita? You know, you can be mekel, but I want to be machmer. I don't want to take the chance. Am I taking a chance? Let's say I guessed. Let's say it's wrong. Let's say it's really awesome. But I follow the din that it's l'kula. So did I do anything wrong? Let's say there are harmful spiritual effects to eating chazer, and let's say sofek is mutter kula. So I ate it kula, and I don't have to be frumin in the Torah, man. But let's say it was chazer. So are there any harmful spiritual effects? That's a question. That's my hakdama, is to realize that the din of l'kula or l'chumra is a din, even though it's a sofek, but we're telling you the din of the suffix. The din is vaday. The din is telling you what to do. It's not being miyaitz you what to do. You know, you can always be machmer if you want. L'chayra. Let's say you were maker. Let's say the din is l'chumra. And you ignored the din, and you ate it. And now you have to think. Let's say you guessed right. Did you do anything wrong? You violated the din of Sofik Deraisa l'chumra, but you guessed right, it wasn't chazer. Or the other way, let's say you violated the din and it was chazer. So which din did you violate? Did you violate the din that you're not allowed to eat chazer? Or you didn't violate because it's only a suffix. So you ate it because it's a suffix. But so you violated the din that you have to go to chumra. But did you violate the din that you're not allowed to eat chazer? That's, I want to bring out that it's a din. It's a din in and of itself. Or is it a din? Or is it... Is what is the din?
But by violating the din, aren't you? Don't we go back to the question that we learned before of exactly what is usur? Is the action usur or the result of the action usur?
That's all going to be nichlal in what we'll be talking about. That's what I want to say, that these are all things that bear discussion. The inyan of sveikas, and it'll come out as we learn the Shmaitzer. He might not talk about these things directly, but in dealing with the issues he raises, the kashas and terutzim, we're going to resolve these inyanim. I just want to give a taste of what inyanim we'll be talking about.
Is he interested in these inyanim?
I'm sorry.
Is he interested in these inyanim for the lamdisha potential, or does he want to pass skin?
No. This is lamdis. All lamdis. Lamdis Yosefer. That's what it said in the email, and that's what it is.
Okay.
Love this, Yosefa. Okay, now, the din you go to Chumra, like there's a din you're not allowed to eat chaser. So if let's say there's a din Safik chaser, you have to go to Chumra. And let's say you violate the din. So what did you violate? Let's say it's not chaser. So you didn't violate, you're not allowed to eat chaser. It's like impossible, l'chora, to violate that you're not allowed to eat chaser if you ate something that's not chaser. But you violated the din that you have to go to Chumra. So like, okay, and now, since we're dealing with a legal system, and the din of l'chumra l'kula, I says is a din. It's not an eitzah. It's not telling you how to conduct yourself if you want to be frum, or if you want to be a cow, and you'll just go be mekel. Right? It's a din. Suffolk is also a din. What do you mean suffolk? Why is something a suffolk? We're dealing with a legal status. When we talk about sveikas, we're talking about a legal status. We're not talking about that you happen not to know. Now, this is a big chiddush, really, that the Torah recognizes a legal status of suffolk. It's ma'od lo poshut. In many places, the Gemara asks one of two lashonos you find in the Gemara, either umiika sveika klapi shmaya, like the Gemara will be discussing a din that you learn out from the pasuk, and the Shmaita will be discussing all these cases, whether you have a raya from here that suffik is asur or suffik is mutter. But the Gemara sometimes will pop up and say like umiika sveika klapi shmaya, or umi itztich kra, the mu'ute sveika, do you need a puzzle to talk about safek? So Rashi always learns, virtually always, in the Gemara in Yuma, for example, is talking about the chelev of a, the Gemara is talking about the chelev of a koi. A koi is an animal that's a suffik chay, a suffik behema. A chelev of behema is asur to eat. Chelev of a chay is mutter to eat. So the Gemara has a pasuk that it's asur to eat. So the Gemara says it's an asmachta b'yalma. It's not a real din. So the Gemara says it has to be that way. because it's the krola suye sveika. So now there's different interpretations of the Gemara's kasha. Rashi's interpretation here and in many other places in Shas is that the Torah would not deal with a suffix, because Hashem has no suffix. So even though we might not know things, but it's not a suffix in Shemayim, so what does it mean? What does Rashi mean? So what? But we don't know. So it's a very important yesod. It's when we don't know something, that doesn't make it into a suffix. When we talk about something being a suffix, we're talking about a legal status of suffix. We're going to call a suffix that you have, but it doesn't reach the status of a... No, it's a legal matzav means, we're talking about in Lomdash, it means the Torah recognizes it as a reality. If we're going to talk about suffix and the din of a suffix, we have to be talking about something that the Torah gives gushpanka, that the Torah recognizes that it's a suffix. And that's not poshut, because many, many times the suffix, you know, you find a piece of meat in the street. You don't know if it's kosher or treif. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's a suffix. It means you don't know. So go find out, you know. I wake up, maybe you should find out. Maybe it's easy to find out. Is it depend if it's easy or hard to find out? So maybe we'll be talking about these things too as we go through the Shmaitza. The yesod that's important to know, the first yesod we said was that the din of l'chumra or l'kula is a din. It's not an eitzah. It's not telling me, hey man, be frum, because you might end up eating the poison. And if you weren't sure if it was poison, you wouldn't eat it. So if you're not sure if it's also, you shouldn't eat it. That's not like that. That's a frumkeit. We're talking about a din. There's a din that it's also. The shaila is the din to be afraid that it's chazer, to assume it's chazer, to make believe it's chazer, or is it just a new din? You know, that's one. And now the status of suffix is also a din. It's a halachically recognized status. It's not that you don't know. So therefore, sometimes the Gemara, and it's difficult Gemara, sometimes the Gemara in a few places in Shas, according to Rashi, says and assumes that the Torah would not directly deal with a suffix. Because the Me'ika Sveika Klat Mishmaya, there really is no such thing as a suffix. It's only our perception. So it's always out, we don't know. There's no such thing as a suffix in reality, l'chora. L'chora, there's no such reality as suffix. The most it could be is a legal reality, that the lack of knowledge is, I would say in svar, I would say like, no, this chisar in yediyah. I think we could all intuitively recognize the truth of the statement that chisar in yediyah doesn't mean the thing is a suffix. I mean, what do I mean by that? It's a suffix you don't know. But that doesn't mean the thing is besuffic. You're besuffic. You're adult. You don't know.
But
we're talking about the legal status of the suffic. The thing has to be besuffic.
But does that mean that somebody would have to know? Or because at that point, if you're saying
that is an area in your Yeridaya, although they don't put it in these Lomdisha terms, but you do have certain requirements that when you cross over the line, because really all suffix is chisar and yediyah, we don't know. So at some point you cross a line, either the pervasiveness of the lack of knowledge, or the impossibility of finding out, or the difficulty in finding out. At some point there's some invisible legal line that's crossed, and so even though according to, it's a legal halachic reality that the thing is besuffic. The Torah recognizes that it's a suffix. Suffix sota is like the quintessential suffix. So that means the Torah said, listen, if your wife had yichud with a man and you warned her not to, and she did it anyway, right? So then the Torah recognizes that, like you have a right to have a suffix. It's not stam, you're wondering and you don't know. It takes on the character of the legal status of Suffolk. Apparently, Suffolk's also a reality. We're going to be dealing with, hopefully, over the next few months, the places in Shas where the Gemara expresses surprise and says it's impossible that the Torah would talk about a Suffolk. Sometimes it's couched in the terms Umi'ikos Feka Klapi Shmaya, and sometimes it's couched in the terms V'chiyitztich Kro Lebu'utei Feka. And Rashi invariably learns that since Hashem has no Suffolk, the Torah has no Suffolk, so how could it be that the Torah would talk about Suffolk explicitly? Now there's a Din Suffolk Dereisa L'Chumra, and that has to come from somewhere. Or Soto. Yeah. There will be, right, we're going to be learning. What? Right. Oh, so you could say, you're right. Rashi is difficult. I'm only saying over Rashi that we should start thinking. I want you to realize that Suffolk is a reality. And so much of a reality that Rashi holds that the Gemara at times, in various places in Shas, expresses surprise that the Torah would recognize it as a reality, since Klap Yishmaya is no Suffolk. Now I'll give you those two examples of the Suffolk that is Lechora Mamash a reality. In other words, what I said, every Suffolk is Chisar and Yediyah, but you somehow, at some point, you cross a line and it becomes a legal status of Suffolk. Maybe nobody knows, or it's impossible to find out. Right? So the Suffolk is inherent. It's like it becomes part of the reality. The reality is that it's a Suffolk. But I have two examples, at least one example, maybe two, where the Suffolk is mamish as if Hashem created a Suffolk. Right? There's a case in the Gemara in Kiddushin where you makadish achas mi beis achoyos. And the Gemara says it's chal. You makadish one of two sisters. You go over to a lady who has a sister and you give her a pruta. And you say, either on your behalf or maybe on your sister's behalf, one of you two should be mekudesh to me. And that's chal. The Gemara says it's chal. The machlok is a bayi and rova. Maybe it's not chal because it's kedusha shena mesura labia. Because you're not allowed to be boil either one of them because it's a suffix, it might be achos ishto. But the idea that you can create a chalois, lechora, that's a case where you're creating a chalois of Suffolk Kiddushin. The truth is, I understand how there can be such a chalois. Because, as I said, Suffolk, it's not a reality, Suffolk. Unless you say it is, that Hashem made the world. See, some say that Bein HaShmashos, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, is also like Achas Mishtei Achoyos, meaning Hashem created Yom and Hashem created Laila, and He created Bein HaShmashos also. He created a reality of Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. Even though it really, if you think about it, I think we would intuitively feel that that's impossible, because to us the word Suffolk means Chisar and Yediyah. Like someone's lacking some knowledge. It's a Suffolk. And if we only knew, then we would know. It's a Suffolk.
We assume that Hashem knows, because we say He did work with you up until
I want to ask you, by Makadish Achas Mi Beis Achoyos, does Hashem know which one is Makadish? Watch your answer now.
I don't know. It has no legal status
That's the Pella to me. Lechora, Hashem also doesn't know.
Does it depend on the machshava of the Baal?
No, he was Makadish one of two sisters. The Chiddush is that it's Bechal Chal. Why don't we just say it's a joke? You can't make such a chalois. I don't even know what such a chalois would consist of. I know what the chalois consists of. It consists, we think of I'm Makadish a lady. But apparently I can go over, like a myth, I can go over to a set of two ladies and I'm a Kaddish one of the two in the set. So I don't know where the Chalais lands. Does it land between them? Like, what's Chal? The truth is I don't understand what's Chal. But it's clear in the Gemara Kiddushin that it's Chal. And the only reason it's not Chal according to Abaye is because of a certain technical issue called Kiddushin Sheinah Masura Lebiya. But the very fact that you could make a chalois of one of you two, like, I really don't understand how you can make such a chalois. Yeah, but we don't know which one. But that we don't know. You see, we don't know is really not, it's too weak a word. It's not known. It's an unknown. It is inherently unknown. It's not we don't know. It's inherently unknown. Now, how you can make, it's a tremendous chiddush to me. I really don't get it. That there should be such a chalos, that Hashem allows you to make a chalos. I don't even know what's chal. Is safek yidushin chal on each one? No. What's chal is one of two. See, I don't think what's chal is safek. To talk about it, I don't think what's chal is safek. There's no such chalos as safek yidushin. What's chal is one out of two. One out of two is chal. And that's a tremendous chiddush if that could be chal. But that already I could fathom. One out of two. One out of two in the real world translates into suffix.
It's no different than if you went into a store and you bought a stove off the floor and they got 30 stoves in back and one of those is going to be delivered to your house. You did your chal with the purchase.
It's a very good example, except that you're wrong.
Okay.
Because we talked about this last month. I could buy the sofa,
or
I could buy a sofa. If I buy a sofa, then that's called Mamon She'ena Be'en, we say. There's a Musa called Mamon She'ena Be'en. So there's also sofa She'ena Be'en. But that's a specific item. It's very close, but no cigar. But in other words, I'm not buying one out of 30 sofas. I'm buying a sofa. I'm not buying the sofa, or this sofa, or that sofa. It's chal on a sofa. I don't even think there's a suffix there. See, by Achaz Mibez Achoyos, it's called a suffix. I don't think, a sofa is like, oh! It's like when you say, Hare Alai Karba, Hare Alai Ola. That's what we compared it to. We proved that when you say Hare Alai Ola, you really are being makdish, an animal for an ola.
But then later on you have to pick
it. And then you pick it and you sort of...
Like
Breira, although it's not Breira. But that's... He said, "Ach, what did he do with Poyel?" He gave a pruta to one of them. And he said, this is either for you or for your sister. And if it's for your sister, you're a shliach. He said, "Achas mishneichem." Yeah. What do you have in mind? I don't know. It doesn't matter what he had in mind. Dvarim shebelevein am dvarim. No, dvarim shebelevein am dvarim. That's what we would like to think, but you see, in the Gemara, it is chal. He said, "One of you two." Apparently not. I'm trying to figure out who he was, Makadosh. So anyway, I'm only bringing in that case for a case of a suffix that exists as a reality, and it's not the pshat. We don't know is already like the totsa'a, not the... That's why Hashem also doesn't know. Like, there's nothing to know. I was Makadosh one out of two sisters, and it's not known which one. It is not known. It's a mitzius, it's a reality. The reality is unknown. So Hashem also can't know it. Please forgive me. And if I'm wrong, you forgive me, okay? Hashem also can't know. There's nothing to know. It's not a suffix of a vadai. Rav Abba called it, it's a vadai of a suffix, not a suffix of a vadai.
So is that
it's a vadai suffix.
Is that how we're defining a suffix then?
That is your quintessential suffix. Most fakers, we don't know. So at one end, you have we don't know, and it doesn't even have the halachic status of a suffix. It's called you don't know, so go find out, you jerk. And if you held Sofek Deraisa Lekula, let's say, or even Sofek Derabona Lekula, but that's not called a Sofek, because it's in you. You don't know. Your not knowing does not a Sofek make. A Sofek is a certain halachic status that a thing acquires. Right. Now, at what point, 98% of Sfeik is always boiled down to, you don't know. It's just, at some point, it's pervasive enough, or it's, you can't know, or, you know, it just becomes so all-encompassing, but what happens is that it's chal in the thing. That's the lom de shechilek I want to give over. When it's chisar and yediya, then the suffix in me, I happen not to know. But it doesn't characterize the status of the item. The item is what it is. I don't know what it is. At some point, and we talk about a suffix sota, suffix chazir. That means it has morphed into the reality of the thing. And the thing is no longer chazer or not chazer. It is sofek chazer. And where along the line it becomes that is not clear. It has to do with the all-encompassingness of the lack of yediya and the impossibility of finding out, etc. So and there's huge nafkaminas, sofek mamzer. I mean, I dealt with this a lot. We're going to learn it when we learn this Micah. I would deal with it a lot. You know, I have a suffix mamzer, which is mutter, let's say. But not everybody is a suffix mamzer. If you could find out, you make a couple phone calls, and you can find out that you're not a suffix mamzer. I'm sorry. At the other end of the spectrum is achas mi beis achoyos. But I think achas mi beis achoyos shows us there. It's mamish a matzav of suffix. Like the reality in the world, the reality. You have a chair, you have a table, and you have one of two sisters. Like that's a suffix. Like a suffix chair, you know. It is that. That's its reality. It occupies that space in reality. It's a suffix hidusha. So I think that's like the lesson. That always a suffix is like a pseudo achas mi beis achoyos, in that the suffix is not in my lack of brains. The suffix is in the thing. It has entered the reality of the thing. It's suffix chazer, suffix treifa, suffix sota. Okay.
What would be if like a treif egg got mixed in with a bunch of good eggs? Aren't we have like butthole situation?
Taruvos.
What kind of suffix?
Taruvos is considered.
Is that in the thing, or is that in you? You don't know, or again, it's now they're all suffix?
When something's a suffix, I'm saying the Lumdisha definition of something being the suffix means it has entered the reality of the item. The item is now a suffix. Now, how does it enter that reality? So again, it might be that nobody knows, or you can't find out, or... See, in Choshe Mishma, this exists also. But it has a different word. The word is Dror de Mamona. Where Sumchis would say Cholkin, that's what I like to say always. Where in Chesh Mishpat, Sumchis would say Cholkin, so in Yoredeya, it would be called Sofek Chazer. Now, there also is Chesar and Yediyah. Tosis' words are beautiful words. The Lita Anoseim Ye Sofek Lebezdi. The Matzav itself calls for Sofek. It is a Sofek. The matzah is a suffix. Okay. So, the point I wanted to make, besides the definition, is that when we talk about sfeikis and what's the din of a suffix, so you have to realize that the din is a reality. It's not like we're giving you an eitzah how to conduct yourself. If you should be a frumi or you should be a cow. I'm talking about a din. And, so that's the din. And the suffix itself is a halachic status. Because we're dealing with realities. Mitzad the thing, it's a reality, it's a suffix chazer, a suffix sota, And mitzad the din, the halacha, it's also a reality of din. The din of the chumra is a vadai din. The din might be to be afraid that it's chazer, but that din is vadai. That din's not suffering. Every din is vadai. The Torah is telling you very definitively what to do. It might be telling you to be afraid that it's chazer. It doesn't have to be telling you to assume it's chazer, or certainly not telling you that it is chazer.
So the chumrah is almost based on the fear that it is.
It's based on it. The question is, what is the chumrah saying? Is it saying be afraid it's chazer? Maybe it's saying you're mechuyev to assume it's chazer. So we'll see. As we learn through the Shmaitza and learn through all the things he throws at us, these things will, believe it or not, become clear. I just wanted to give Hakdama, like, the Shmaitza Kadosh doesn't talk about this, but it comes out from his cases, and from his sushtels, and from his kashas, and from his terutzim, that will develop a good understanding of suffering. Okay, we have to stop. I didn't talk so long. A long time. I'm getting hoarse.